North American trade deal moves through the House. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This is a big day for American agriculture. It sets the tone for future agreements that can be made around the world.
One vote down, one to go for passage of the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement. The House of Representatives put aside politics for a while to show their bipartisan support of the new trade deal that will no doubt improve our farmers' bottom line once it clears the U.S. Senate. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval.
I do think that this is a pivotal moment. We've got something signed with Japan. We've redone Korea. Now USMCA is becoming a reality. And the positive words we're getting out of China, I definitely think we're seeing success with this administration in their trade policy, and it's going to pay huge dividends to our farmers.
Duval gives praise to Farm Bureau leaders across the country for being persistent on this grassroots effort to pass UMCA.
And I can't say enough about the quality of people that are at Tennessee Farm Bureau. And Jeff Akins is a tremendous leader and has provided assistance to us to make sure that the word of the farmer in Tennessee was delivered to the House to Capitol Hill in a very positive, strong way.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Akins says this agreement, pending Senate passage, will have a big impact on the products our farmers raise here, and he's grateful for the bipartisan support from all of Tennessee's congressional delegation.
USMCA obviously had great bipartisan support from Democrats and Republicans, and we appreciate our Tennessee delegation showing their support and realizing the importance to it for our farmers. So it's just a great win all the way around.
Well, the measure now heads to the U.S. Senate, hopefully a vote by mid-January. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.